Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And all the politicians are going to make statements. They're going to offer prayers and condolences. Prayers and condolences won't bring these people back.
Stephen Spanauer witnessed the Saturday shooting at an Allen, Texas outlet mall that left at least 8 dead and 7 wounded. A former police and army officer and self-described gun lover, Spanauer told MSNBC, "We need to take automatic rifles off the streets." Texas Governor Greg Abbott called for addressing mental health issues, which he called the root cause. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas held a press conference at the Mexico border ahead of the end of Title 42. The health policy allows the Border Patrol to turn away migrants for fear of COVID-19, but it's set to end May 11th. Mayorkas warned of what's coming.
I think that there is no question that this is going to be extremely challenging. I do not want to understate the severity of the challenge that we expect to encounter.
Speaking to a women's empowerment nonprofit, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said President Joe Biden doesn't get the credit he deserves, especially on infrastructure funding. Clinton called him disruptive in a good way.
The economic investments that are being made because of President Biden's very singular focus on helping us to have the economy of the future is really disruptive.
Clinton also voiced support for a Supreme Court code of ethics given Justice Clarence Thomas's scandals. According to a new ABC News Washington Post poll, President Joe Biden's approval sank to a new low 2 weeks after he officially said he's running again. The poll shows Biden's job approval is at 36% and disapproval at 56%. Independent Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema has ruled out ruling as a Republican. That could add to a complex picture in a swing state Senate race. Former President Donald Trump's 2022 video deposition in E. Jean Carroll's lawsuit was released Friday. In the nearly hour-long video, Trump denies Carroll's accusation that he raped her in the mid-90s.
I still don't know this woman. I think she's a whack job. I have no idea. I don't know anything about this woman other than what I read in stories and what I hear.
Finally, former Attorney General Bill Barr looked back at working for the Trump administration while discussing his new book in Cleveland. Trump is officially running again, but Barr says he lacks the discipline to deliver on his policies and would only bring chaos back to the Oval Office.
You may want his policies, but Trump will not deliver Trump policies. He will deliver chaos and, if anything, lead to a backlash.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.